Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's the Stones bringing us back. That's Mr. Jagger on vocals there, lead vocals there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Amit Kazar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of multifunding.com, and also a new website, right, Amit, visiblelending.com.
That's correct.
So in the previous segment, we were talking about the current state of the online capital acquisition world, especially in the area of loans. You talked a lot about the short-term loans that people can get online for their businesses. You've been concerned about a lack of visibility in that whole process, and that's where we are right now with this project you've been working on, visiblelending.com. Talk to us about that.
A lot of times what we see is small business owners getting enticed by the excitement of quick cash. So what the lender might say to them is, I'll give you 40 and you'll pay me back 50.
Mm-hmm.
And the small business owner says, oh, geez, that's 40 over 50. It'll cost me 10. That's not too bad. What they don't pay attention to is that's 50. That's going to have to be paid back over 6 months. And it's going to have to be paid back in daily debits out of their checking account over 6 months.
Right.
With the principal and the interest. And then what happens?
And that's 20%. That's 20% over 6 months, which is 40% APR.
Yeah, but it's actually double that, because if you take into account the fact that they're taking the money out daily.
I see what you mean. It's compounded daily.
They're less time to use it. It's closer to 80 to 90% APR.
Wow.
And sometimes there are fees up front.
How do they get around usury laws with that?
They get it around them a lot of the time by calling it an advance and not a loan. They're buying the company's future receivable.
Right.
And what happens, Jim, more often than not, is about halfway in, the business is starting to feel the pain on their cash flow, and then the lender offers them some more and some more. Before long, they're stuck on what I call a high-interest treadmill, and it's very difficult to get off of.
Mm-hmm.
And so we launched Visible Lending to bring awareness to this, to create an open directory on the web of who all these lenders are, and hopefully you know, many of them don't even include a physical address or the name of their principal on their website.
Mm.
Hopefully people will start including that.
Don't do business with people like that, folks.
That's right. Hopefully businesses will...
Do not do business with people who don't have a physical address, who don't have a phone number that is answered by the person, people that are running the company. Just don't do that. If you're that desperate, in my opinion... If you have gotten that desperate, it's time to go ahead and call it off and just pack up and go do something else. What do you think?
Yeah, you have to be really careful when you're taking on more debt. And you want to, you know, the question is, does this give you the opportunity to live another day? Or are you putting your last nail in your business's coffin?
Mm-hmm. One of my mentors said, you have to decide, have I got a fighting chance? Or do I just have a chance to fight?
That's correct. And that's a very personal decision.
It's a tough decision. I've had to do it before. It's not easy. It hurts.
Yeah, but what I always say to that business owner is, this is going to be your monthly payment on this loan or your daily payment. And can you really afford that? If you're going to take one of these short-term loans, you better have a pretty darn good plan how you're really comfortable that you're going to make more money with it than you otherwise would have and without it. And if you don't, it's probably really not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Visible Lending will raise awareness to this.
Tell us about the Visible Lending site. What's it going to do for people?
Hopefully it'll be an open directory where you can come, and what I hope, and I'm asking small business owners to do, is if they've had experiences with these lenders to come share them with the community, write about their experiences.
Right.
Good, bad, and ugly. And hopefully what will happen is that some of the cream of the crop lenders, and there are some, will rise to the top.
And they'll make the others become better actors.
Better actors will get out of business, one of the
yeah,
two.
Yeah. So that's a really important thing that you're doing there. VisibleLending.com, folks, is the website. You can go and read what people have said about what groups to use, what groups to avoid. So what are some of the other things to look for when you're thinking about a borrowing money online?
Well, there's a new family of lenders out there that I like to call investment lenders.
Uh-huh.
I call them investment lenders because they'll lend to you over a longer amortization, over a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Which gives you the chance to let the investment work for your business instead of 6 months. And some of the players in there include Lending Club and DealStruck and Foundation and Funding Circle. And you should definitely look at those players and consider them. They're not going to be as open to as many borrowers as the cash advance guys will.
Because they're going to be more discerning. So you're going to have to give them a little bit more information than the more expensive guys, the ones we talked about earlier, are going to be, right?
And they're going to have tougher standards than they should.
But. And you might not qualify. But the thing is, maybe your goal is to move away from the short-term lenders and get yourself into a position where you can qualify for the other lenders, the longer-term lenders, and then again, ultimately get to where you're bankable with a Main Street bank. We're going to talk about what Ami's doing to help you get bankable, to help you become more bankable. He's working on that. Ami Kazar and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Watch for the emotions on a
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.